To People Under the Scares, where we give you all things chilling, unusual, nightmarish, and titillating in horror. This is Mike.
And this is Bobby.
And today we are going to be giving you our top five horror movies that have been released this year. You know, 2023 gave us some bangers, and some movies that I think were a little overrated, but we're not here to talk about those. Not today. And keep in mind, these are our personal lists, okay? You absolutely don't have to agree, but just keep it cute in the DMs, in the comments. If you don't agree, that's fine. You can disagree. Tag us at @people_scares on Twitter and Instagram with your top five lists as well, because we want to see them. We want to see where your heads are at, what you like, and all that jazz.
How are you? I'm ready for the smoke. I'm good. I'm ready for the smoke. I'm ready to see if people's going to fight us over our choices. And yeah, I think mine's is going to be a little bit more chill than yours, because you are always choosing violence.
Mine is chill. Mine is so chill.
Child, when you text me and say, yeah, I don't think people's going to. I'm just like, child, already know.
Don't think I have really popular. Well, that's not all of them. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get there.
But as of always, we're going to ask that you go ahead and follow, rate, and review our show on whatever podcasting platform you are listening on right now. By doing that, you are helping others find our two black, queer, and fishy bitches that love horror show. And then follow us on Twitter and Instagram @people_scares, as I said earlier. And our email is people_scares@gmail.com for any business inquiries and guest spots. Why are you looking like that?
I'm impressed. Because you kept the straight face this time with saying that line. Any other time, we be dying. And I still want to whoop your ass for setting me up last week.
Well, you saw it was in the script?
I forgot about it until as I was reading it. Like, literally. I'm just reading it, and I'm just like, oh, shit.
Well.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I tried not to look at you, because I would have laughed if I was trying to do it while looking at you. Before we get into our top fives, we're going to play
Who said that?
Like we did last week, and we're going to do a segment called
They're Coming to Get You, Barbara.
In this segment, we mentioned some controversial horror takes that we saw, read, and or heard that just might be worthy of a dragon. And let's see. Welcome to Now, the rules of the game are simple. We both have a horror character in mind. Could be a villain, could be a final girl, could be somebody who died in the movie. Anyone. And we will be giving three hints as to who these characters are. And it is the other person's duty to use those hints to guess that individual. And of course, we want you to play us along. Ooh. And of course, we would like you to play along. So you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
Bobby. You can go first. I went first last time, so this is all you.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Clue number one about me. My parents found me outside and raised me as their own.
Okay.
Clue number two. I have a particular appetite for homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number three, I killed my parents, and I don't feel bad about it.
Debbie Jelinski from Addams Family Values. I'm joking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had to go.
So you're homicidal.
Yeah.
You said taken in, so pretty much adopted.
Pretty much, yeah.
And what was the other one?
I killed them. I killed the teen dream.
An ex who takes me back. Oh. Yeah.
Stumped again. I actually thought you got it from the first clue.
No, that. Oh, is it Esther?
No, but that could. She killed the parents. She killed the father, right?
Yeah.
That could apply, though, somewhat. But no, I'm not Esther.
It's not Esther. Sodomaniac, been taken in by parent, Can I get one more hint? Or is lucky?
One more hint. Let's see. What could I say that wouldn't give it away? I love to sport a mask while I'm doing my dirty deeds.
A mask?
Yes. Or I'm let's say I use something to cover my face because it allows me to be my alter ego.
Not Mikey Maimai. It's not Mikey Maimai because he didn't kill his parents.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Let me look at my movies again. I can fly. Huh? You can fly.
What? I can fly.
Is this a creature? Yes, it is.
I look human-esque. Humanoid.
All right, see, that's the gag right there because I'm thinking this is a human and this is a fucking humanoid.
I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
Uh-huh. I'm really bad at this. Oh my gosh.
I'm giving you 5 clues.
Just give it to me. I'ma feel stupid, but
I am none other than Kal-El Brandon Breyer, Superman from Brightburn.
Oh, child. What?
What? All those clues were accurate.
They were, but like, I guess I gotta get out the whole actual horror thing. Cause I mean, Brightburn is horror, but like, I wouldn't have thought of fucking Kyle.
I guess the only other clue I could have given that might have not given too much away is there was a spoiler at the end of the movie that showed that there were others like myself coming to join the party.
Okay.
You know, when they showed like the one that would be Wonder Woman, The Flash, like all them other ones, which I'm still upset we did not get a sequel to. But yeah.
I hope we still get one in the future.
Yeah, let's go. I'm about to get this.
You probably will. This might be really, really easy. So
the granny.
What if it actually was? You are a load I should have swallowed. All right, so I am a head bitch in charge in my workspace. Come on, what? Let me just.
Head bitch in charge. Rose, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
I would. I love Rose. No, she's not a horror. I should have chose Carolyn because that bitch was horrible.
Actually, we could talk about that.
I forgot you like Carolyn. She's so bad.
I just don't think she's the villain. She had every right to be a lion teeny bopper.
I didn't know that. What if she was
swooped right in?
Yeah, you should have done your job better. You should have been doing your job better, bitch.
And now I got to eat chicken with my brother at the Piggly Wiggly or whatever the hell that place is called because you wouldn't come up here and lie. And I hope you in jail. You need to be in jail, girl. That's fraud.
Well, Caroline or Corlin or whatever her name is, she got her dreams crushed because Sue Ellen did it best. Be smarter, ho. Be smarter. Anyway, so I'm gonna go back. Head bitch in charge in my workspace. If I can't have the man I want, nobody can.
Head bitch in charge and psycho. Okay. If I can't have, it, nobody can.
That's
okay.
Any bitch that go after my man is a chop. They're done. Dead.
That's kind of the same as the second clue.
Okay, okay, okay.
Any bitch that comes after my man, they're dead. I'm the head bitch.
So that's a that's bitch. Another hint right there. So let me change it up.
Me?
You said you. Yes, you is Mike. Yes, it's you. I don't want to say this and it's going to be a dead fucking giveaway. So I'm trying.
Nobody can.
This is difficult. I'm trying not to give it away. You know what? Fuck it. Every full moon, I transform. Oh. When the red light comes on, I transform.
Are you? I was about to say Pam Grier. That is not that woman's name.
Yes.
No. From what? From Cursed, Judy Greer.
Yes, Jody.
There we go.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, that
I
gave it away. That clue gave it away.
Yes, yes. I was trying to find something else, but yeah, I had no choice but to throw in a wolf.
You could have been like. I was also in the movie with an R&B princess or some bullshit.
That would have gave it away too.
Not really, because there's a plenty of because that there was a time when there was a lot of R&B girlies in the horror movies. It could have been Resident Evil 3, Ashanti.
All right, but what scenario was she in where if I can't have him, no one will?
She had a love interest in that.
Nobody and wanted her. Nobody wanted Mike Epps.
That's a lie.
In that movie, nobody wanted her.
Kmart
didn't want. Kmart was a child.
Oh, that's right. Claire.
Oh, child. Claire didn't want him either.
Whatever. But you get the point.
Good one. Good one. Well, I'm happy you guessed it.
Thank you. I knew it. All right. Well, that was Who Said That? Okay, hopefully y'all got both of them. Let us know what you got, if you got mine or Bobby's person. So now we're going to quickly go into...
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I didn't bother taking their name down because I was just so irritated by what I was reading. But you know, everybody has their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
This unidentified body said, "The Lost Boys is overrated as fuck. I admit that Joel Schumacher's direction is super fun and energetic." Okay, he gets points. "But the plot doesn't grip me emotionally. I never cared about the characters and what would happen if the vampires killed them." That is his submission.
All right, so I feel like that was, I'm just seeking attention. Because what... So when he said emotionally, I'm like, what the fuck? Just go watch a fucking love story or something if you were thinking that. But then when you kept going, I realized, oh, he didn't feel emotionally connected to the character. So that way, if they died or something happened to them, sure, he would feel something. I think that's a lie because I feel like the mom, definitely, if something happened to her, that would have been fucked up. If David and his crew went up there and tear the mom apart, sure. It's not that type of movie. You have to think about it because it's not the type of movie where we're following different people and they're all like in danger in that type of way. We're following these characters where one of the main characters is transitioning to a vampire and we are seeing a man.
You kept him a boy. I made him a man.
I'm a man. Not as quote as Fabi is this whole fucking episode. We need to cover that someday. We really need to cover that movie. I get what he's saying, but it's the wrong type of movie for you to be feeling all those feelings. Like, it's more of a fun, energetic movie, like he said, and it's, I don't know. I'm trying not to speak from a biased standpoint because I love the movie. But I think it's just the wrong right. movie that he is searching for. If you want to see that type of movie with vampires fucking people up relentlessly, then watch 30 Days a Night if you want to see that. If you want to feel connection yeah. to the characters. These are two different types of movies. Yes, they're vampire films, but different scenarios on what's going on. So...
Because when I also think about Fright Night, like the mains are not being taken out like that in these movies. I guess that is kind of his complaint.
Right.
So like maybe like you said, if the mom died or maybe if Mike was killed in this or maybe Star, maybe he would have felt. So it's what I'm getting from this is that he never felt like they were actually in danger or the stakes weren't really high. And like you said, to me, it's not that kind of movie, but of course I love Lost Boys, so I'll give him credit, though. He did state super fun and energetic, which is very Lost Boys.
Yeah.
But overrated?
No. There's some people that we know that think the Lost Boys is overrated, and they do not like it.
Ooh.
I'm not saying don't names. Say-
Show yourself.
Show yourself. Is it you? You dare to argue with me?
A stupid bitch.
But yes, and you mentioned Fright Night. I'm sorry, Sean. You mentioned Fright Night. And yes, it's similar to that because I feel like if...
You good for nothing vibes.
Yes, Fright Night is definitely similar to The Lost Boys. Because when something happened to Amy, I didn't really feel no type of way. But because that's also like another, I guess, if you want to say fun and energetic. The only person, like even with Evil, like I didn't feel, and Evil had character development. I feel like if something happened to Peter Vincent, I might have felt something, but. Mm. Outside of that, those characters too, similar to the Lost Boys, like I liked them all and they had good character development, but if something happened to them, I wouldn't really feel no type of way really because it's not that type of movie. So, yeah, I get what he's saying. I'll respect his little statement, but he's wrong. He's wrong.
Yeah, it's just a fun vampire movie. One of the funnest. I don't think that's a word. Is it a word? But yeah. That was The Coming to Get You, Barbara. I'm not going to say his name because the people will come after him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's move on to our top five movies of the year. So we will be giving you our top five movies that we've enjoyed that we consider to be horror, our personal opinions, and okay. why we loved these movies.
Okay. So I have five honorable mentions. So we get those off the way first before we get into our list, or?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm not going to go into details because we have 10 movies to get through. So... I'm going to name first, I have Totally Killer as an honorable mention. I had so much fun with that movie that came out. Cobweb, which is underrated to me. A lot of people don't like Cobweb, but I felt like I enjoyed it. Honorable mention. It felt like a dark Goosebumps. That's one of the movies you didn't see what was coming, really.
Exactly.
And then when you see it, you're like, oh, well, the fucking title, spoiler alert, makes a lot of sense now. this is not a movie, but I'm cheating a little bit. The Fall of House of the Usher, House of Usher.
That is definitely cheating, child. I'm glad it's honorable mention.
It's honorable mention. It's like a fucking movie. That show is so good. Like, Mike Flanagan, every time he releases a movie and a TV show, I'm tuning all the way to fuck in because it's so good. He always get me emotionally. I'm always invested in the characters. And I had a fun time with this TV show. So I recommend that one. Megan is on my honorable mention. Surprisingly, we were all excited for that movie last year. And it's just crazy how that was the first movie that came out, first horror movie to come out.
Yes, publicly. It was. And it feels like such a long time ago.
Hey, I feel like it was last year, not beginning of this year. And The Blackening. I would love to have this in my top five, but The Blackening is not like all the way horror. But I still enjoy it nonetheless. So yeah, those are my honorable mentions. Do you have any?
I have two honorable mentions. My first is Scream 6.
Child, you're already trying to choose. Now, I'm about to chop your head off. So the biggest movie of the fucking year, one of the biggest movies, and you enjoyed it very well. You're gonna put this as an honorable mention because you want to be different.
Mike, no, it's an honorable mention. I'm about to come through this computer screen, because I like the other movies that I had more than that. I enjoyed Scream 6, but to me, it's more of the same. But I enjoyed Scream 6. That's why it's getting, at least it's on honorable mentions. Okay. It could be in Never Neverland if I decided to put it there. But it's not because of Melissa Barrera. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next.
My next honorable mention is going to be Hell House Origins, The Carmichael Manor. So I watched this with Bobby. Actually, we're not getting
into explanations. Why is it honorable mention? What is wrong? You know what? Go ahead. Finish. I'm going on mute.
That's high. Okay. You know how many movies came out? So I watched this with Bobby. Yeah, but none of them is just as good as these.
You tried it. Okay. Go ahead.
God. Candace Owens over here. Jeez.
Okay, guys. That was the People Under the Scares. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Can I talk Pierce Morgan, music. My lord?
I'm really going. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up. I'm going on mute.
So again, my two honorable mentions are Scream 6 and Hell House Origins, Carmichael Manor. I really enjoyed these movies, just as the other movies on my list. And I will be continuing to watch them, and I will sing their praises. And yeah, those are my honorable mentions. Thank you. Y'all know by now, I don't just be saying shit. Well, that's not true. But I accurately put these in the list where they belonged.
I'm looking at you sideways now. Scream 6, sure. Okay, I get it. But Carmichael Manor, like one of the...
It's at 6. It's at number 6 out of 7.
I'm so curious to know which ones you... Well, you know what? This is your ranking. Who am I to tell you how to feel?
Guess who are you?
I'm Bobby.
It's Bobby, bitch. And yes, okay, good choices. At least they're in your honorable mention, so I'm okay with it. I'm being dramatic.
I mean, you had some that shouldn't have been in your honorable mentions either, but I'm not saying a word.
Why? Because they're in your actual top five?
Maybe. But that wasn't even the one I was referring to.
It doesn't matter.
What's your number five? What's your number five?
My number five is No One Will Save You.
Ooh, okay.
That's my number five. I enjoy this movie a lot. I always think about the conversation you, me, Shanice had on my YouTube like a year or so ago when we were discussing aliens and just talking about the creepy things that happen, and it just made me realize how terrified of aliens I am, you know.
Yes.
How terrified I'm at from them. So this movie, I knew it was going to be about that, but I didn't know it was going to be on this level of aliens like whooping ass in some
right
and just being creepy. It was very suspenseful. Just imagine being in a house by yourself, and this extraterrestrial thing breaks into your house, creeping around. Just, oh my gosh, like watching this, I had fucking goosebumps. I was scared. It was just so creepy. And so much happened in this movie. I don't want to spoil it for people that haven't seen it, but I would suggest please watch No One Will Save You. It's on Hulu. It's a creepy, suspenseful, good time. I haven't seen a good alien movie in a very long time. And this one just climbed up the list for me. And it's not talked about enough for me. I think a lot of people think it's overrated, but for me, it's not. I enjoyed it. So that's my number five.
I understand. I definitely understand. Ripley's Daughter was doing it. I was like, girl, I don't know where these survival skills came from, but I'm enjoying watching you tumble and toss around and fling and jump and hop. Yes. I enjoyed all of it. Now, there is, I do think the first half for me is scarier when she's just, I guess, spoilers in this episode, as they're always spoilers. But the first half is scarier just because she's alone in the house and dealing with the alien that comes in. Now, when it starts getting out, when you got the one with the big ass arms later on, and I'm like, okay, this is, it's still terrifying to me because I'd be scared, but like now we're going into a more action packed kind of thing.
All right.
So I understand. I enjoyed that movie. I don't think it was overrated at all.
Right.
I mean, come to find out, she probably should have just let their ass take her and just been over with. But
put up a fight, you know? You got to put up a fight. What you got for your number five?
That damn bus scene, though. I was like, oh, this is next level. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That got me out of here,
too. I was like, what's this man's problem?
And, and at one point, like, I was... Again, it was a bunch of points, actually. I was about to lose it. But that one in particular, too. Yeah. Just check out the movie, y'all. Just check it out. So much happened.
All right. My number five is going to be one of Bobby's honorable mentions. The Blackening. Which is about seven friends that go away for the weekend and end up trapped in a cabin with a killer who has a vendetta. Now. And before y'all start, yes, I'm black as fuck. And that's why, partially why I like this movie, because it touched on a lot of points that are just relatable to me, myself, and I, and everybody else that was watching it. So if you got a problem with it, you can eat my ass, bitch. Now.
I have a problem with it, but I don't want to eat your ass.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
That's fine. The tall man will.
Boy.
Now, I will say this is not a scary movie. So it's like a mixture of comedy and horror, which I'm not opposed to. And it was really funny. The jokes resonated with me. And I felt like it was written and acted by people who actually got it. And I didn't feel like it was being written. The characters weren't written by people who didn't really understand the culture, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so it's a horror movie, a horror comedy that I really enjoyed watching, especially in the theaters with people. So it is my number five. I believe it's on streaming somewhere. I don't know where. You can go Google and find out.
Might be Stars. Not sure. But I respect that. This was going to go on my top five. I do. I do. I really do.
Do you, Diane?
Pepsi's Pepsi. No, the Blackening, I can respect that. It's a great-ass movie. You know what? I've seen it how many times in theaters? I've seen it 3 or 4 times in theaters.
Ooh.
I've seen
I like it that much now to watch it 4 times in the theater.
But I had reasons. But actually, no, it was 3 times in theaters and then 2 times on VOD. I'm sorry. Because the first time I went to an early screening, the with Tyrone and Jaleesa and my best friend.
Oh, that's right.
The second time I went to go see it with my partner. The third time I went to go see it with some coworkers at work. And then the other times I watched it with my mom and then, you know, watched it again just by myself. But I've seen it 3 times in theaters. And it's a great-ass movie. It's so fun. Like with everything you said, you know, just seeing our black people create something, you know, for everybody, but something that we can recognize and what we see ourselves in. And It was again more horror comedy, or more comedy horror, I should say. But it's a fun movie, and I'm happy that they're getting a sequel. So shout out to them. And yes, at least we both talked about it.
Thank you. That was my number five, and it is on Stars, like Bobby said.
But I just got to
go get a free trial.
Look at that. Cancel
it immediately, and then go watch.
Look at that. So my number four is Talk to Me. Talk to Me is number four. Your face. You know, I struggled with this movie when I first watched it. I knew I liked it. I just felt like something was missing. But this movie, caused a lot of conversation. You know, even to this day, a lot of people are still talking about that movie. It is original. It is a cool movie. I still have a lot of questions, but I feel like it is a high rated movie of this year. Caused a lot of ruckus amongst the horror community, and it was some legit scary moments in that movie. The sound quality of that fucking movie got me out of here. Some of the scenes were terrifying. I cringed. I jumped. It's a unique way on, instead of doing this typical Ouija board and holding a seance, you actually have this hand that actually bring ghosts into you and possess you in that type of way. There's rules to everything, which is pretty exciting as well, because that's something different. We don't get that with a Ouija board. The only thing you get with that is you have to say goodbye when you're done. It was something fresh and something new, and I enjoyed it. The characters got on my nerves, but I think that's what good acting does for the most part. Like Mia, she got on my nerves, but not in a way where her acting was horrible or anything like that. It was more of her just being selfish. And she had a lot of growing up to do. And you kind of felt for her because she lost her mom, but at the same time, spoiler alert, at the same time, she was still selfish. But yes, I'm going in deep with this, but it's Talk to Me, my number four. It was going to be higher, but I realized that I enjoyed some of the other movies a little bit better than this one this year so far.
Oh, imagine that. You enjoyed some movies more, so you didn't put it as high on your list.
You know what? Yeah, interesting, because you know what, Mike? As I talk to you, you know what? We're not going to get into it. This is going to be another 30, 45 minute conversation.
Okay.
Continue. Number four.
I'll go to my number four is going to be a little movie I randomly came across on video on demand. I was looking for something to watch. But I didn't know what. And then I clicked on something and I was like, I wasn't really expecting much, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I clicked on Dark Harvest, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I had a feeling
this is about in a small Midwestern town, and I'm going to say it's probably the 50s. There's a deadly annual ritual unfolding with a mythical nightmare called Sawtooth Jack rising from the cornfields, and then he's challenged by these town teenage boys in the battle for survival. It's just really weird, but like, it's normal to them. So I do love when I'm watching a movie and it immediately just throws me into a world that I'm just expected to believe off rip without questioning anything. And that's what this does. Everybody already understands the rules to this world. They understand the reality. Nobody's questioning whether things are real or not. And I appreciate that. And I don't know. It was an unexpected, enjoyable watch. I love the creature design. I like the origin of it. I like the characters. And I cared about the characters by the end of the movie, which I was not expecting. So it was a nice little gem. And I suggest y'all all go watch it. It is on video on demand right now. Yeah. Dark Harvest.
So that movie better be that decent, because y'all been hyping this up.
I've been hyping nothing up. I just was saying I enjoyed a movie.
Anyway, you've been hyping this up with...
I mean, Talk to Me was cute. It was cute or whatever, but I mean...
You know what? Fear. Fair enough. Fair enough. No, Dark Harvest, I'm really going to check that out. I actually put that on my watch list on my Letterboxd earlier today because I remember when you and I were on Ken / Hammer Horror, shout out to them, when we were on their episode, you and Ken highly recommended this movie. So I'm definitely going to check it out. Hopefully it's just as good as everybody says it is.
If you want, it's just something different. If you want something different from the same old, give it a try.
I love something different, you know. I love something different. That's why I'm starting to enjoy the Phantasm universe now, because in the beginning it was a struggle, but now it's something different. Like I said on the last episode, it's a palate cleanser from all that other shit I've been watching. So, yes, I'll check out Dark Harvest. It seems interesting.
Good. Okay. And there might be somebody melanated in the movie as well.
Well, we always can use more of that. Root for. Mm-hmm. We just can use more of that.
I mean, I will say this town definitely needed that. I will say that. But but I kept in mind, okay, this is the 50s, all right, Sean? Like, I kept that in mind.
So it's a period piece as well.
Yes, a piece.
A piece of something. Okay. Well, my number three is Renaissance, a Beyonce film. You know, Renaissance was the most... Let me stop. I'm about to go into
it. Was it hypnotizing people, turning them into homicidal maniacs?
It was.
In the theater?
Yes. Everybody was doing dips and, you know, flips and...
I just... On the movie theater floor?
Yes. Butter and everything. Let me stop. Nobody wasn't doing all of that. Not in the theater I went to, unfortunately.
I've seen the video. Some people was doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my people were singing along, but they weren't, like, gone off on their seats or anything. But they were definitely singing, and I was one of them. But, no, my number three is Hell House LLC, Origins Carmichael Manor.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, this movie affected me a lot, as you know, because we both watched it. And it was just good, you know? I remember when you and I covered the first one. We didn't do the second or the third one, right? I think we just did the first one.
Yeah, just the first.
Right. And I think I liked the second one a little bit, but the third one was just a little shaky for me. But this one, I'm not going to lie, I was a little scared just because I didn't like how that third one left off. But this one was a different story, but tied into, you know, the first one, which was really, really dope. And I just love a good found footage film. And they did a great job with this, with the scares. Now, we can say that we are desensitized when it comes to found footage films because we've seen so many of them. And there's only a certain amount of films that when we watch them, it still has that same effect when we get, you know, as far as getting scared. Mm-hmm. But with this one, it was a fresh take on some things and still got us out of here. The scares were just... Ooh. So good and still creepy. So I suggest that everybody watch the Hell House LLC films. If you want to just watch part one in this one, you can definitely do that. Or if you just want to watch this one, you can definitely do that as well. And maybe you want to go back and watch the first three. But this is definitely number three for me because this left a big impression on me.
Yeah, I think Bobby and I both are similar in the fact that we find subtle things a little more scary. And Hell House is really good at, or the Hell House movies are really good at subtle moments. So just a really quick thing to say, story plot wise, just the moment with this man being at this manor by himself, and then he's obviously recording, and he just sees the half of a face pop out the side at the end of the hallway. Behind the wall, looking at him. But you can't really make it out at first. And then eventually the face slides back behind the wall. I don't remember if we screamed, but there was definitely gas and like, no.
It was. And it's crazy, because you would think something simple like that we've seen before that we wouldn't be scared of. But it was just how it was filmed and how it happened. And it lingered on that shot for a while. Like, we was watching that behind the wall for a minute. it wasn't just like a peekaboo. Like, she was sitting there staring at us for a good while, and then she slowly moved away. It was that one, and then also the scene when the dude woke up, because he kept getting knocks on his door.
Yes.
And when he woke up, and the fucking clown was in his room. And if spoiler alert, if you watch those other movies, the clowns, they move, but you don't actually see them move. Like, you'll turn the camera and you turn back and they move to a certain position, but you didn't actually physically see them move. Oh, and this one, bitch, you think that's what's going to happen, but no, you actually see the fucking clown move. Got us out of here all the way. So much more happened in this movie, but I don't want to spoil the rest for y'all, so definitely check out Hell House LLC, Origins Carmine Commander. You said I'm too calm?
No, he was too calm.
Oh, he was.
I would have left after that first incident. That itself. That clown shit, though, that really affects me. And I showed my friends Hell House 1 and 4, this one. And they were screaming. They were shook. I was so proud of myself. Because normally I don't pick movies that they're scared of. So I need to get found footage and like demon found footage specifically to really get to them.
Yeah. It would do it. So check out this one, y'all. That's my number 3. What you got, Mikey?
All right, my number 3, bear with me. I know a lot of y'all gonna be like, that's not horror, but it's horror in the same way to me Jurassic Park is horror. It is a creature feature. Godzilla Minus One. This is a very new movie. And I happened to be listening to In Love with Horror, which is a podcast, and which they do midweek horror news and end week horror news and movie reviews, etc. I was listening to the podcast on a drive, and they were talking about this movie, and I'm not normally a Godzilla person. Not normally, but to be fair, I've only seen like the American Godzilla movies. I haven't seen any other ones. So I was like, this sounds interesting, and there's an emotional aspect, sure, because I have a dark heart, so I don't expect emotions to get to me in movies. I went in there. Now, granted, I wasn't scared. I was unnerved because there are a lot of ocean moments, which you'll know I do not fuck with the water. And then you got Godzilla. He's very just visceral. He looks like a real creature. And they get real close up in the face with the eyeballs and everything. There's a huge emotional aspect. They were acting their ass off in this movie. And I, Voldemort, teared up in this movie theater watching a fucking Godzilla movie. Godzilla movie. Okay? That is crazy. So that just shows you how good the movie is. But for me, it's horror just because I couldn't be in that situation. And it's environmental horror, technically. So if you know the story of Godzilla and just the destruction and damage that any of his attacks can do, like he's a Pokemon. But I was just like, ooh, this is not scary, but the thought is scary. It's like, what can you do? Where your loved ones at? Where you going? Where y'all going to find each other? Where you going to go? Your job's gone. And where the food at? It's just too much. It's too much. It was good. That is my number 3 pick, Godzilla Minus One. Go see that immediately, ASAP. Understand that there are subtitles because this is not in English. If you can't read, I don't know. But yeah, go watch Godzilla Minus One.
Hooked on Phonics. I'm definitely going to watch that. I heard a lot of good talks about that movie. And you got me excited about it. I think Zero Gravity, shout out to Zero.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about it as well and enjoyed the movie very much. And yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. Creature feature, like a lot of people are like, what, Godzilla? No, Godzilla is a creature feature and it's definitely horror. If your life is in danger, about to get killed, fucked up, things are being destroyed, and things going on in that nature, yeah, sure, it's horror. So I'm definitely going to check it out. I can't wait. I love me a good creature feature.
It's not Matthew Broderick's Godzilla. Mm-mm. This is, it feels like a real animal. I don't feel like I'm watching a damn Power Rangers movie. Like, it feels like a real beast.
Okay.
That's all.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Make my creature grow.
All right. So number two, I have one of your honorable mentions. Alive. Scream 6.
I mean, I like that little ending moment. That's fine.
You know what? Scream 6 was just... you know what? I shouldn't even put this on my fucking list just because of all the shit that happened recently with Spyglass. But you know what? It is too late. The movie was already out. I can't take back my experience. And I had a good experience with this movie. I watched it a couple times. I watched it with friends. And I enjoyed this movie so much when it was out. You know, like we are now in New York. We're dealing with characters outside of Sidney Prescott. We get to see Melissa Barrera. Shout out to Melissa Barrera, Queen. Showing us and all the haters that, you know, she can handle this franchise and lead a horror fucking movie. Exactly. Because she got so much flack for Scream 5, where in Scream 6, she shut everybody the fuck up and she got a new fan base. The movie is fun. Yes, it's repetitive as far as like the whodunits and stuff. You're trying to figure it out, but that's the whole point of Scream. But it was just a fresh atmosphere, fresh characters, fun moments, exciting moments, scary moments. And again, just the experience in the theater watching a Scream movie in general is just a fun and good feeling, especially when you're enjoying it with friends and people you know. So I put it at number two just because I was so excited for this movie. I was hyped about it. And when I seen it, it did not disappoint at all. So Scream 2 is... I said Scream 2. So Scream 6 is number two.
Okay. Yes. I definitely like Melissa Barrera in it. I liked Jenna Ortega. I mean, I like most of the people in it. I'm not a fan of a lot of people surviving horror movies. So that just immediately dropped it down a few notches. Low-key, you lucky your ass is even on my list at all. I don't want to mention it or not. Because I do not. That's the reason I couldn't get behind /them. Because, spoiler.
/them was different, though. Like, all the people we actually care about wasn't the ones that were getting it. It was, like, the opposite effect.
But it wasn't... Yeah, but it wasn't in the way of... Like, not in a good way. Like, I just don't introduce characters to me and you're not going to kill them. That just is frustrating to me. That's just not my cup of tea. Not saying that that's bad. It's just not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And that's what this movie gave me. Yeah. Let me give you new characters so they can die so the people you know can live.
Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much Scream. That's pretty much what Scream does.
It is. It is.
They're scared to, you know, go that far. And only times they did it was in Scream. I mean, they did in Scream 2 with Randy, but he wasn't like...
But that's still, he was only in one movie.
Exactly.
So, like, it's different in a way.
Yeah.
The only time I think they actually did it was...
Five.
Mm-hmm. Because even though I think Dewey's death, or alleged death in the second one, hit me more... And I was talking to another Scream fan friend of ours, Taemon Kane. Go check him out. And I was just saying, part two just, it hit more, like, Gale was, like, right there as it was happening.
Right.
But him not dying kind of ruined the moment for me. So in part five, we kind of felt he was going. So really, I feel like it's just safe all around, if you ask me. Still a fun franchise, but just safe.
Yeah, I totally get it. But what's your number two, my friend?
When Evil Lurks. Another movie that I wasn't hearing about, and then all of a sudden I was hearing a lot of shit about it online. And so I was like, let me go check this out. And this is about, in a remote village, two brothers find a demon-infected man just about to give birth to evil itself. They decide to get rid of the body, only to end up unintentionally spreading chaos. This movie affected me in a way that I thought Evil Dead Rise would, which I don't know why I thought that. But this was demon infection done in a very, quote unquote, realistic way. It's not over the top. It's not over the top with crazy action and shit. It just, to me, it just seems like, oh, a day in the life of some people who just release some demons that can apparently spread. And I just found it very interesting, very dark. They didn't give a fuck about who anybody was.
Mm-hmm.
You could go, you can get it. If you got a pulse, you're vulnerable. I wasn't really feeling most of the characters, which is not important for me. So I was okay with it. Their decisions, a lot of the decisions were stupid, but there would be people who would make the decisions they made. But I just, what was happening to them and around them, it was just very satisfying for me to watch. It's another movie that, well, I'm not fluent, so I was reading subtitles. But that, for me, doesn't take away a movie experience for me. I had a good time is a weird way to say that. But I had a good time watching this movie. And I definitely suggest it to anyone to watch. And I believe it's on Shudder right now. So you can go ahead and get a free trial if you do not have Shudder. And as I always suggest, immediately cancel. You have a free month.
Great pick. Because that's my number one.
I knew it. I could tell.
Why? Because I didn't say nothing.
No, your reaction when I said when evil lurks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. I might as well just say it now. I agree with everything you just said. That is my number one. Like you, I wanted to see what the hype was about. And usually I'm disappointed because everybody be hyping stuff up. Barbarian. But this one right here was actually correct. Like, it was legit. I was shook. If there was many scenes in here that got me together, it was a lot of scenes in here that shook me at my core. Like, for instance, the little dog. I said, yeah, the dog and the little girl. I meant that. Yeah. I felt it coming. But it was just like, I want to get this over with, so just do it now. And it was not doing it when I wanted it to do it.
Yeah.
And it just did it unexpectedly. I'm just like, just fucking do it. Like, just get the shit over with. The just waiting and just the suspense of just, I know this is going to happen, just please. But yes, kids get it in here as well. They get mm-hmm. fucked up. I like this take on demon possession because it's not, like you mentioned, it's not your... you know, stereotypical demon possession.
It's not like the Evil Dead possession. They have their own rules, their own lore shit. It was very interesting.
Very interesting. Like, their eyes didn't go like black or white or whatever. They were acting like themselves, but just, you know, doing evil and fucked up things. And yeah, like, I suggest that everybody watch this. This is another one with subtitles, but I promise that this movie will leave a scar somewhere. You're going to be thinking about this movie after it's done. I went back and watched it twice. and that was enough for me. It was so fucked up. I liked, when you mentioned characters, I liked some of the characters, but one of the characters I really liked, because like you, when children, not children, I'm sorry, when pets and old people get it, that's what bothers me. Old women at the end, like, I was, even though we got small time with the mother, I was attached to her and I liked her. And what happened, I'm just like, fuck, man, we didn't see it. Wow. But
in the moment that led, it's like, and again, it's a subtle fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I'm not going to tell y'all what happened, but the lead up to what ends up happening to her.
Yeah.
Because it's, I was at the theater like, wait, I would be fucking terrified. But bitch, you better bust him in the face or something. I hope she fought.
I hope so too. I really hope so. But yeah, man, this movie is just so good. It's crazy. It wasn't what I expected. And I wish I seen this in theaters, but I didn't get a chance. But you know what? I watched it at home and I still had a great time. So everybody, please check out When Evil Lurks. I promise you guys will enjoy it. It's gonna be a good ass time and a scary time. This movie actually scared me. It actually scared me. But that's my number one.
Understandable. So I guess I'll get into my number one. That is going to be another movie you mentioned. Halloween, good time. What? So this is to preface this, I saw Talk to Me and I was entertained, but not seeing what the big deal was. So I was like, oh, okay, well, let me watch something else. And then I saw Cobweb. I was extremely entertained. I was into it. I was into the story. I found... shut up. I was satisfied.
No,
now, maybe it's because I didn't have a bunch of hype around it. Maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie had a child and a teacher. Well, co-leads, I would say, in this movie, but it reminded me of Andy and Kyle, the relationship they had in this. And then you have Janice Ian and Homelander as the parents, and they were extremely creepy throughout this whole movie.
They were.
And I could, something is off, but you can't really tell what the fuck is going on. All while this boy is hearing noises and knocks and shit in his room, is really, it made me uneasy. And by the time I got to the end, this visually, I was freaked out. So
oh, yes.
I was extremely interested by that point. And I was just like, this, I would watch over Talk to Me. Like, this did what I needed it to do.
Okay.
And, that reveal, that's all I'm going to say. That reveal.
Okay.
Go watch Cobweb. I think that's on Hulu.
Yes.
Remembering correctly.
Yes. So I will agree with you. It was so close to making it on my list because I, too, enjoyed this a lot. I'm one of the people that wish this got a lot more hype compared to Talk to Me. I think the only reason why is because they came out around the same time. Mm-hmm. It's just that Talk to Me was more in, you know, it was in theater. Cobweb was too.
I saw that.
It was limited. It was very limited. Like, I remember it was in my theater for only like 2 days. I'm just like, the fuck? We didn't see a trailer for it really. It wasn't being promoted everywhere, which I feel like it should have. This movie, I'm happy you put it on your number one or on your list, your top five in general, because this movie is one of the ones that kept me on my toes throughout, you know, throughout the film. Mm-hmm. Again, Homelander, anything, any movie that that actor is in freaks me out, because every time I watch The Boys, he freaks me out. So when I see him on this, I knew right away not to trust him. Janice Ian, I forgot her real name, forgive me, but I liked her character as the mother, very frantic. Lizzie Kaplan, yeah. Very frantic, very just paranoid. And she's one of the crazy moms now. Like, I can add her to like one of my lists during Mother's Day when you're talking about those type of mothers. She's cuckoo bananas, definitely. This movie has a dark vibe in it. It's very dreadful. And again, I don't want to spoil it like much like yours, like what you said, but that ending, that reveal, yes, was crazy. It was wild. The only problem with me is I wish with the teacher, you said it was like an Andy and Kyle relationship. I wish we got a little bit more with the teacher. Like, she was there. I just wish she was a little bit more present. And watching this, I compared it to Goosebumps because it kind of reminds me of a Goosebumps tale, just a little bit more mature.
It could have been.
It could have been. I
think if they could have condensed it down, it could have been like a similar story for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It could have been a Goosebumps episode.
Yeah. But I feel like the reason why I chose, and I was going back and forth because I remember on social media, I was saying like people talk like you, people talk a lot about Talk to Me, but they're not talking enough about Cobweb. But I think for me, the reactions when I was done with both of these movies, my reaction to Talk to Me was a little greater because it had me thinking a lot more compared to Cobweb.
He's lying. That man was fine in that movie. And that's what this is about.
First of all, that's your boo. He was cute, but I didn't care. Oh, you know what? You can have him. Mm-hmm. I'm not that boy crazy. I let him hit. But no, like, it had me thinking a lot. Because, again, it was something different. It was something fresh. Cobweb was too. But, again, I was thinking about that more than Cobweb. But I enjoyed Cobweb a lot. And I felt like it should have gotten a bigger release, better promotion. And yeah, I every time somebody talks trash about Kyle Webb, I get upset because it's really not that bad.
At all. At all.
Right.
Okay. Well.
So that is our list.
Yes, those are our lists of our top five horror movies of 2023, including our honorable mentions. Again, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Handle is at people_scares.
Let us know what your
top fives are.
Record scratch. I just thought about this question before we end this. What are your expectations for 2024 horror movies? What do you want to see next year? Well, I mean, not as far as movies coming out, but like, what do you want to see in horror in our movies coming out next year? So like, what do you want to see more of? Like more werewolves, vampires, kids dying.
I don't want more than two survivors in any horror movie ever again.
Oh my God.
I want two survivors tops. I would like to see more original, kind of like what I was saying with Dark Harvest. I would like to see people take a leap and create their own world to have the horror in and not necessarily doing carbon copies of shit they've seen.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I would like to see. And more gay shit, more gay horror. I want it to be, and even if we're not in... even if it's not like a completely queer film, gay characters that are in movies, I would like us to, I don't want us to be just a caricature of a gay person. Like, right. If everybody else got a damn person romantically, why the fuck can't I? Unless right. I'm a hoe. Even the hoes got somebody. So like, what's the problem?
Right. I'm with you. I would like to see more creature features for sure.
Yes.
Even though I love slashers, I'm slashered out. except for the TV show. I love the TV show Slasher. Give me more of that. But outside of that, like as far as movies, I want to take a little break from slashers. I want to see more creature features. I want to see more movies like Talk to Me, where we see things that we're familiar with but done differently and can have us thinking and creepy shit. I want to be creeped out again. I want to be legit scared again. Don't get me wrong, I love movies that are, you know, that is fun and, you know, you had a good time watching, but I want to be scared again. And I think it's hard for us because we are desensitized now. We cover these movies all the time. We watch a lot of horror movies every single week, but I want something that's going to have me creep the fuck out. And the only movies that really did that to me last year was, this year is the ones that's on this list, When Evil Lurks, Talk to Me, and even Cobweb. So I would like to see more of those type of movies next year.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I would like to also see an appreciation for newer Final Girls. I think it's time that we kind of open some slots up for some new people.
So, shout out to Sienna. During our Terrifier episode, Terrifier 2 episode to be exact, I didn't give her a hard time. I did give her a fucking hard time. You know what? Because if you're going to go to be labeled as a fucking final girl in, you know, the horror world, and do this in one movie, I'm going to give you a hard time, bitch. But you know what? She ate in that movie. I watched it again.
Absolutely.
And she ate, and I'm so happy. Oh yeah, Terrifier 3 comes out next year as well. They're filming in February, I believe.
There we go. That's something I'm looking forward to movie-wise.
Yes. And Sienna, it was announced that she is coming back, which you shared to me this morning. So I am excited to see her and see her character development in Terrifier 3. I want to see her be even more of a badass. You know, because she deserved her spot. Now I'm on up to it. So I would like to see more Final Girls like you, not just in slashers, but also in different sub-genres in horror, not just creature features, but, you know, possession shit, fucking psychological thrillers, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, give us more of that. And also, like you said, queer shit. You know, I'm tired of people talking shit about us. I want us to be the main focus on a lot of these stories. Right. Literally. So yeah, I'm excited for 2024. I don't know what movies exactly is all coming out, but I can't wait to be surprised. All I know is, like you, I want those shows, and I'm just excited for Interview with the Vampire when that comes out as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just upset that they recast our Claudia. But you know what? I'm sure this actress will do just as a great job. So, and yeah, I'm excited to see what 2024 have in store for our movies here. And we're going to be talking a lot of shit this coming year. I'm ready.
We are. You're going to be hearing more of us.
Yes.
Get used to these voices. But that's going to do it for us tonight. Okay. And thank you again for listening and your support. Once again, go ahead and follow, rate, and review our show on the podcasting platform that you are listening to us on currently. Share us with your friends, your enemies, your sacrifices. If you want to follow us and joke around with us online, our handle is @people_scares. Again, go ahead and send us or tweet and I'm old. Tweet or Instagram us and tag us with your top 5 horror movies of 2023. And we will see you next Monday. This is Mike.
And this is Bobby.
You babbling bop bop bop.